Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We are absolutely having a wonderful show, the Christina Liu birthday show, but at the same time, this walk down memory lane of Project Independence, and I'm so glad I didn't, I wanted Otto here because I'm friendly with Otto, but I didn't realize Otto's origin.
He's
I really
a superstar.
Didn't. I had no idea.
Absolutely.
I, you know, this is
you
new
learn
to me.
Something every day, John.
It's the truth,
a good
though.
Part of it. I know
so
it is.
So it's perfect because I didn't bother to ask, which would have been like, you know, if I asked
my
Paul,
actual
it been...
origin is Brooklyn, New York.
His origin is Brooklyn, New York. But you had an important question there about transportation.
Yes. I think one of the things that, how do I say this nicely? Sometimes seniors develop expectations that may not be realistic. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things this transportation program is great.
Yes.
Is the transportation program perfect? No.
Right.
So I think there are expectations that should be established so that people understand that this is not like a private limo that
right.
picks you up. Right on the dot.
I think it's important, too, is that, you know, as you said earlier, is the amount of calls that come in for transportation. You know, this program is constantly expanding.
Right.
You know, so it has to be, you know, tweaked. And, like, you know, you have to accept that the program is now huge and they can't, you know, be there immediately every second of every day.
Well,
know?
And then the other part of it is that this is not like a private fleet of cars. These are taxi companies
right.
who arrangements have been made with to for them to be able to economically survive
right.
in their off hours.
Right. Well, you know, when we first started with the transportation, you know, we really looked at this model of, you know, public-private partnerships. And these were livery companies that, you know, had downtime. They were not as busy, you know, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. They're very, very busy times. And when they do their best, the most business is early in the morning, getting people to work in the train. And then later in the day after 4 o'clock to help people get home and, you know, really the rush hour. So the program was developed and we tell people when someone calls in the first time for transportation, Shari calls them no matter what. If you've called, when you're flagged through 311 as a first time caller and every first time caller gets a call from Shari and Shari reviews all this with them and encourages them to make their appointments between 10 a.m. and 4, and that's just going to make everything go as smoothly as possible. And, you know, so sometimes when people are making the 8:30, 9 appointments, it is a little trickier, and
it's rush hour.
It's rush hour, and it's, you know, and they're finding different doctors and whatnot, but what we really try to do is encourage people to keep that in mind. You know, we ask people to be, you know, obviously courteous and respectful, and, you know, there's no payment required. Certainly with the food shopping is free, so sometimes we would suggest like a dollar tip, but it's
right.
that's up to individual person's discretion. But you know, again, through 311 we have a service request called taxi complaint, and we, you know, when we get them, they get logged right in and they're called back the same day. Shari calls them right back, and you know, I would say some of them are fare discrepancies and little tweaks and even sometimes 25 cents. I mean, when you call in and say where you need to go, the call taker, you know, we use a grid. It was based on a Medicaid rate, but it really has nothing to do. It's just that's the lowest rate we could possibly
okay.
pay for them. But so the call taker will give you an estimated fare. So they may say, you know, it's $6.45. And then if it comes out to be $7.50, we might get a call, you know, I was told X. But it is explained that it's estimated. And, you know, there could be something that's
right,
a little
right.
bit further than what's, you know, on our grid. But we look at every claim, you know, then we take a look at all the claims that come in. And, you know, it's very work intensive. But it's, you know, it's something that it's very, very important program.
We're going to take just a break for 1 second, because I know Dan had plans this morning that he wasn't going to be here.
No, that was a ruse.
Dan Cox is the manager of the station, and he just came in to wish Christina a happy birthday.
Yes, I am leaving in a few hours for Boston, but I couldn't not take the opportunity to come in and give one of my favorite people a gift and say thank you for the
thank
years
you.
That you've spent with us. I mean, you took a vision that I had 5-6 years ago of what this station could become, and being the first show that we decided to run with, and it's still on the air all after these years, with no experience in radio, no media experience. She produces a quality program every week for us here at the station. And you know, I was thinking on the way in as I picked up this.
It smells so good.
I know.
It's a bouquet of flowers and plants.
Spring flowers, planter. Is that you're a spring baby? Oh, I'm a fall baby. We're different in a lot of ways, but the one thing I'll say about spring babies is they're creators. And you created something not only in the 10 years you've been with Project Independence, with Evelyn and Paul and all the people you've worked with over the years, but you helped me create a foundation for a radio programming that I took a chance on, and I appreciate that. And I want you to know I appreciate
that. Great, thanks, Dan.
You said somebody's going to make you cry this morning. I was going to give it my best shot. So you can cry here, because I just want to mention one thing, because I was listening on the way in, and this is a serious subject. You were talking about falling. A year ago this week, my father fell. Four weeks later, we lost him due to the complications of that fall. And I love my father dearly. He was a brilliant man, but he was arrogant. He didn't want to use his walker. He didn't want to use his cane. Mm-hmm. And that's really what led to it. So if this program can help anyone out there to take advantage of the opportunities you have with Project Independence to be healthy and stay healthy, then you've done your job, Mrs. Lou.
That's right. We're trying.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Happy birthday.
Thank
you. Dan, philosophically, what you just talked about, I've been going through with a few family members in the last 3 or 4 months. About being a little arrogant and not wanting to use the walker or the cane. And I've come to the conclusion that people will try to use the cane, but they're probably better off with the walker, because maybe they don't like the image of them walking with a walker, but the walker gives you so much more balance than a cane. Unless you're Jimmy Cagney and you can, tap dance on a table.
When I'm 90 years old, I'll use whatever it takes to get across the room.
Right.
But I think that's that mentality that this was a sister-in-law of mine. She just didn't want to use the walker, and she ended up falling and broke the pelvic
bone. Well, I think generations to come are going to feel differently. My dad was old school.
That may not be true, because people are people.
We'll give it a shot. I know I'll use
a
walker.
We're doing our best.
I will.
Right.
Happy
birthday,
and thank you.
I would like to use a walker that's really souped up.
Dan, thank you so much. That was really, that was the highlight of the day. Thank you, Dan. Honestly, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Well, your work.
This is so
rewarding. Because he is giving Christina credit for what she's doing on the radio, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
The programs, the speakers that come in here, and it's not even that. The show is booked like 2 months out. So this is not like, Thursday afternoon run to get somebody.
No, that would throw me for a loop.
Yeah.
It's bad enough when someone cancels.
Right. And just think of all the other work Christina's doing in addition to the radio show and the Pioneer and being a social worker, an MSW with us at Project Independence. Almost everything, one way or the other, comes through Christina. And everyone kind of scrambles for her to come onto Project X with them. And I'm still kind of lucky that I still get to say, well, I think Christina would be better if she stayed here with me.
And I'm lucky. And I just want to say, I'm going to probably cry talking about Paula, because she's my Paula. But it's an absolute blessing. I'm going to totally cry. Of course, Paula always puts me over the edge to work with her, who's not only my supervisor and someone that I've grown with. It's a friend, and she's my go-to therapist at work. And as soon as I come in, I go straight for her. If anything, happy or sad goes on, she knows everything that goes on in my life. And
How we do it.
I learned about Paula and your friendship. I think it was on the air, and I realized something was up when you turned around. You had a car accident, I think it was.
Oh, and she called. And
the first, she went to Paula at work, went to Paula for a ride or whatever it was. And then I said, you realize, like, this is an, you're not going to call.
Well,
out
she
of the blue.
Jay, I think, too.
No, I'm not questioning Jay. I'm not talking.
No,
I'm talking same-sex person she called, okay? I covered myself properly there. No.
Yes.
And that's when I realized, I said, Paul isn't important. And that's when I got the
absolutely.
Story that you were her mentor from the beginning, I hadn't. You don't know any of these things.
Yes, it's easy to be her mentor, as I'm sure you can all tell. There was a lot of times over the last, how many years that things got really, really tough, and we were really up against the wall, and we had to produce a lot in a very short amount of time. And Christina was always the one who was rolling up her sleeves, staying late, bringing it home, whatever it took. She was the one, you don't really get to see as much Christina practicing social work. And that's, I wish you could all see that. So work, it's working with, it's the relationships with the seniors that Christina has. If we could bring on all the seniors love and adore Christina,
right,
we could have a show the rest of the year. And and I get to hear about that, which is really, really nice. And, you know, it's not an easy job. And I think it's... sometimes, you know, at first, when we first, you know, came to be, you know, there was a question, well, how is social work even going to fit in town government? And there was no social workers. And how do we make this work here? And, you know, probably without Christina, we might not have. So, you know, we owe a very big debt of gratitude to her. She knows that. And she knows how much she's appreciated. I wish I could shower her with all sorts of wonderful things that, you know, but sometimes we can't. But we just like to make sure she's got the best place to come every day. And if she needs something, we're there. And we got to see her get married. And she came engaged.
Yes.
How long are you married?
We're married. It's going to be
soon.
3 years.
Yeah. 3 years, okay. Yeah.
But I've been with Jay since I was 17.
Cinco de Mayo.
So that's an extremely long time.
Yes.
You got married on Cinco de Mayo, or you met on Cinco de Mayo?
Married on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yes, a beautiful, she
partially
has to bring
pictures.
Partially
because my love of margarita, but.
Right. Which was, I said before, anything went a bit appropriate for the birthday.
I didn't know what to put in there.
Right. But we really, you know, we started with a grant and I always say this, we started with a grant and a pad of paper and X dollars, you know, to start. And, you know, if you didn't have the right people on board, it's just, it can't happen.
Right, I agree.
You know, there's a thing about social work.
That just, you know what, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Okay.
But keep that, because you always bring up...
It's going to be hard.
Write it down, Otto.
I'm
actually trying to remember where we're stopping.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. We'll be right back.